Many of us remember Babe, the hero piglet who saves the day in the heartwarming 1995 Australian film of the same name.
Seem like a nice young pig. What be your name?
Babe.
Through this movie alone, the loving personality and social nature of pigs has been imprinted in countless people's hearts. Pigs are among the most intelligent animals on Earth. In fact, according to scientific studies, their intelligence level surpasses that of a three-year-old child. They are also very sensitive and caring beings, as shown by the fact that mother pigs sing to their piglets while they are nursing. Today we once again travel to Jamestown, Tennessee, USA, to visit the Pig Preserve, a non-profit sanctuary for abandoned, neglected, abused, and homeless pigs run by Richard and Laura Hoyle. Currently, the facility houses approximately 60 residents. Mr. Hoyle now describes where the Pig Preserve's residents come from.
At the present time, we have about 30 or 32 full-sized farm pigs and about 35 pot-bellied pigs and a couple of feral pigs. The pot-bellied pigs, almost all of them were former pet pigs. Some of them came to us because they were abused. Some of them were simply abandoned. Local animal shelters simply aren't, in most cases, able or prepared to deal with pig. They deal predominantly with dogs and cats. So that's how most of them came to us. The farm pigs, we get them from a variety of different places. Some of our pigs were rescued from factory farms as a result of abuse investigations. I've got one here right now that came from a very famous case in Ohio. Several pigs here were former research pigs at major universities. The University of Tennessee sent us three beautiful young Yorkshire babies that they had in a non-invasive study. Pigs that are used in research, if they're not killed during the research procedures, once the research is done, normally sold for slaughter.
In the end, no matter what they have been through in the past, pigs eventually warm up to humans and enjoy their company.
Many of them come here, have known nothing but abuse at the hands of man since they were piglets. And what amazes me is once we put them in the pasture and they get with a herd of pigs and they join the social hierarchy, normally within a couple of months I can go up to that pig and do anything I want. I can scratch her belly, she'll roll down for a belly rub. Pigs are very trusting of humans, even pigs that have been abused. Will only be standoffish for a very short period of time. And once they see their herd mates getting their ears rubbed and taking apples and getting their belly rubbed, they'll ease on up and they'll give you a try. And if you don't disappoint them, they'll bond with you.
Like other animals, pigs are very sensitive and aware. Mrs. Hoyle shares with us her personal experiences of interacting with the residents at the Pig Preserve.
When we're not feeling good, the animals know we don't feel good. When they're not feeling good, we watch how they act, and they know that we're here to take care of them. They know that we're not here to harm them, and what we're doing is trying to help them. And you can't get that from anything else but, you know, up above. We're here to serve them, and to me that's the biggest blessing that we could have, is to give whatever we have in our hearts to taking care of them and making sure they have a safe and secure place.
Consideration is given to how the pigs choose to live their lives and whether they wish to have company.
We try not to spend an inordinate amount of time with these pigs because our goal is, once again, to let them go back to nature and get their social needs met with their herd mates. And so we don't want to make pets out of them. But we check every pig every day. And we try to spend a little bit of time with each pig so that if we have to do a procedure with them, the pig's not afraid of us. But we allow the pig to set the amount of interaction that we have. If the pig is a little bit standoffish, then we allow the pig to maintain distance. If the pig wants to play, then we'll get in and play with them. The thing is, it's the pig's choice, not mine.
Mr. Hoyle gives us a taste of day-to-day life at the Pig Preserve.
Running a sanctuary, especially one like this, which tries to allow the animals to go back to their natural environment and live like pigs were meant to live, by its very nature, is very much like a farm, like an old-time farm. In the course of a day, you may be a plumber, a veterinarian, a fence builder, a barn fixer, a carpenter, a tractor mechanic. You know, you're a jack of all trades.
After this brief pause, we will return to the Pig Preserve in Tennessee, USA. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's show features the Pig Preserve, a nonprofit shelter for abused, neglected, and abandoned pigs in Tennessee, USA. Pigs are highly social animals, and these compassionate souls always protect and love their family and friends.
These animals crave the companionship of other pigs. They bond very closely with other pigs. The farm pigs, it's a matriarchal society. The dominant pig is one of the big females. And everybody in that herd knows his or her place in the social order. And they're very comfortable with that. They stay with one another when a pig is sick. Within the herd, there's this very intricate social structure. And friendships are made. You have to be here when one of the pigs gets sick and goes through a lengthy process to appreciate how the other pigs will stand guard over the pig, sleep with that pig, look over your shoulder when you're trying to do something, give shots or something. There'll be three or four of the pig's companions looking over your shoulder, making sure that you're not hurting their buddy. The depth of their feelings and the depth of their social structure has never, even after 25 years of doing it, still never ceases to amaze me.
The benevolent couple always ensures that their pigs receive the best care and attention.
Well, we're extremely lucky in that I was a paramedic for many, many years, and my wife was an EMT for many years, so we've already got a basic medical background. We have a couple of local vets that we use for routine procedures that we can do here.
The H1N1 swine flu that has become a global pandemic with frightening speed was caused by intensive animal agriculture. The H1N1 virus has been traced to a strain that emerged in 1998 on factory farms in North Carolina, USA. Over the years, it then spread around the United States in horrific fowl confined area feeding operations, CAFOs, for pigs.
The problem here is that pigs and humans are so anatomically similar that virtually any disease that you have, you can pass on to my pigs, and any disease that my pigs have, they could pass on to you.
In May 2009, a worker at a pig factory farm in Alberta, Canada, who became infected with swine flu while visiting his family in Mexico, transferred the disease to the pigs on the farm where he worked. The grave danger is that once the virus is passed back to pigs, it could mutate and then return to the human population in a much more virulent form. Mr. Hoyle is well aware of the extreme hazards that factory farms pose to us all.
It's very dangerous. I look at it this way. There are the three things that are very deadly to most pathogens: fresh air, sunshine, and space. When you take 5 or 10,000 animals and you put them on a concrete floor and you put four walls and a roof over them, you eliminate sunshine, you eliminate fresh air, and you eliminate the space. I think you're going to find that most of the really serious pandemics and pathogens come out, H1N1, you can name them right down the list, are coming from the factory farm environment. I just don't see how you can put that many animals of whatever species together under that type of intensive conditions and not expect viruses and pathogens to emerge from that environment. I just don't see how it can happen. It's bound to happen sooner or later.
Factory farm waste also causes severe environmental damage, such as contamination of streams, rivers, and lakes. The waste also pollutes the air with noxious gases that accelerate climate change, and the inhalation of which can cause severe respiratory illnesses and even death.
You cannot continue to abuse the animals, abuse the planet, and use those kind of resources.
Mr. Hoyle reflects on how fate led him and his wife to be saviors for many pigs.
You know, it just seemed like a natural thing to do. I never started out to do this. I don't think my wife started out to do this. It's just something that happened. It was somehow preordained that we go this route. So we do the best we can. I like to call this our version of animal activism. Okay. There are those that go out and protest at the McDonald's and do things such as what PETA does, and that has its place in the animal rights movement. This is our form of activism. We get up 365 days a year and take care of the animals.
We give a sincere salute to Richard and Laurel Hoyle for their noble and selfless actions in looking after our pig friends on their sanctuary. May the Pig Preserve continue to be a wonderful residence for pigs for many years to come. Caring viewers, it has been a pleasure having you with us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May heaven's light shine upon you and your loved ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.